producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this fourth hour, February 9th, 2016, the day of the New Hampshire primary. Of course, we've already had some voting begin. The small towns in New Hampshire are allowed to vote. Those that have less than 100 people can start voting at midnight, and they can report the results once everybody in the town has voted. So we have some results in there. But we're going to talk about the real results. You know, what is happening now with the first voting, that's not really the first voting. The first voting was done way, way back last year sometime. If you look at the superdelegates, and we're going to break this down in detail, Hillary Clinton, using superdelegates, and we'll tell you what that is, already has 15% of the delegates she needs to win the nomination, and that's before any of the voting begins. We're going to talk to you about what's going on there, break down some of the early results in New Hampshire. Of course, tonight, we're going to have live coverage of the Trump Watch Party in New Hampshire. That's going to be beginning at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be on the Alex Jones Live Ustream channel. And then we'll be joining an hour later with live coverage with our InfoWars Nightly News crew with the at the typical time we do the nightly news. That'll be at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. By that time, we should have a lot of results to take a look at. And, of course, the big fight is on for second place. All the polls are saying that Donald Trump is far ahead in terms of first place in New Hampshire. The interesting thing is going to be that some of these people who are fighting for second place and some of these lower-tier candidates who get less than 10%, their votes are going to be turned over to the winner, which would be Donald Trump. So he's going to pick up not only the delegates on his side, but he's going to pick up the delegates for those who get less than 10%. Of course, that won't be an issue on the Democrat side since there's only two candidates. And the superdelegate issue on the Republican side is not really that big. There's five times the number of superdelegates in the Democrat Party than there is in the Republican Party. You can see the effect of how that is working. I mean, we've all looked at what Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, has done as a gift to Hillary Clinton in terms of the way she scheduled the debates, putting them on the last Saturday before Christmas, putting them in the middle of the NFL playoffs, most of them falling on the weekend. Came in for a lot of criticism from Bernie Sanders, other people who said, hey, we would like to see a back-and-forth discussion between these candidates, which is exactly what Hillary Clinton didn't want to have. But as she started to come off better in the debates than she had originally planned, they have now added some additional debates between now and March. So we'll see what happens with that. But it just shows one of the aspects, the way they rig this whole process. Now, we've got an article up on InfoWars.com. The creator of Dilbert predicts that the GOP will rig New Hampshire. Scott Adams, the creator of the popular Dilbert cartoon series, predicts that the GOP will rig tonight's primary in New Hampshire as a favor to establishment favorite Marco Rubio. And it's interesting because after this horrible debate that Marco Roboto had on Saturday, most of the polls are showing him dropping out of second place to third, many of them showing him in fourth place, some of them right at the threshold of 10%. And so it would be interesting to see if his prediction comes true. We'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. We also have some stories about driverless cars. There was a Drudge Report article, Why Driverless Cars Will Screech to a Halt. It was an op-ed piece by Stephen Hill. He believes that liability and regulatory issues are going to bring that to a halt. I wish I could agree with him. I wish I could agree with him that letting a 3,000-pound death machine steer itself with no human at the controls is a huge problem. I agree with that. I just don't think that the current system that we have, you're going to have a problem with the insurance companies and the government with liability and with regulatory issues. I believe they're the ones who are pushing for this the hardest. I think the insurance companies, as well as a couple of well-connected crony capitalist organizations like Uber and even the automobile companies themselves. Ford is now not calling itself necessarily a car company in the future. They're calling themselves a transportation company. In other words, they think they can make alliances with the government and push their driverless cars. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all that news and more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. In fact, here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Oh, that's the reason why the campaign is so important.
To the Gang of Eightville first.
Well, here's the response. I think anyone who believes that Barack Obama isn't doing what he's doing on purpose doesn't understand what we're dealing with here. Okay, this is a president. This is a president who's trying to change this country.
Find out more about the robotic politicians that want to enslave you at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
I love what Walker did with that Styx song, Mr. Roboto. That's actually Marco Roboto, and you have to see that. We'll play that again tonight. With our live coverage, that'll begin actually at 6 p.m. Central. We're going to be live streaming from the Trump Watch Party in New Hampshire with our InfoWars crew on the ground there, Richard Reeves and others. They'll be live streaming that on Ustream, the Alex Jones live channel. Then we will begin with our nightly news coverage tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. But again, the live coverage of the Watch Party will start about an hour earlier. They're going to have results, I think, a lot earlier than we saw with the Iowa caucus. Of course, that was in the central time zone. It started an hour later. Now we're going to have the polls closing in New Hampshire an hour earlier than they closed in Iowa. And, of course, it is a Eastern time zone. So we should have a lot of results as we begin the program. But going back to that song, Mr. Roboto, it's an absolute perfect fit to what we saw with Marco Rubio. If you listen to the lyrics, if you're not familiar with the song, of course, it's probably 35 years since that song came out. Domo arigato, Marco Roboto. Okay, that's Japanese for thank you very much. Okay, why would they be thanking him so much? Well, you know, he's a big proponent of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And, you know, as I go on with the song, we played the song, it's Secret, Secret, I've Got a Secret. You know, it's a secret trade agreement. Is he man or mannequin? We don't know, okay? But he certainly supports that trade agreement. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Brookings Institute pointed out that Donald Trump has been opposing these kinds of trade agreements as being bad deals going back 30 years. There's another article from Fusion that pointed out when he went on the Oprah Winfrey show back in 1988, he was promoting his book, The Art of the Deal, and it turned to politics because he'd been taking out $100,000 ads in newspapers, New York Times and others, complaining about the way we were being treated in international trade agreements. This is something that's been going on a long time, and it seems to be the core issue for whether or not Donald Trump was going to run for president. He said, we let Japan come in and we dump everything right in our markets. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs. Remember, this was back in 1988. He said, they knock the hell out of our companies, and hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. This led Oprah to ask him if he wanted to run for president, which he replied, well, probably not. But I do get tired of seeing the country ripped off. I just don't think I have the inclination to do it. He says, if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally because I'm tired of seeing what's happening with this country. We're really making other people live like kings, and we're not. It's gotten a lot worse in this amount of time. And so when we look at Marco Roboto with his secret secret, he's got a secret with parts made in Japan. Okay, now they're made in China. We have exported our jobs. We are importing workers with the immigration system. And, of course, we've got our own congressmen like Ted Cruz, like Marco Rubio, like Trey Gowdy, who voted with all them for the Trade Promotion Authority. They haven't gotten to the TPP yet. But the whole point of the Trade Promotion Authority was to grease the skids so that there wouldn't be any opposition and to subvert the constitutional process for passing a treaty. So when you look at these senators and congressmen who did this, you got to realize that what they are doing is outsourcing their jobs. They're outsourcing the Congress's jobs. Who are they outsourcing it to? They're outsourcing it to an international commission. As Senator Sessions pointed out, this international commission will then be free to manage our economy by managing our trade. It is a massive surrendering of sovereignty to this international organization that has absolutely no accountability to us. You know, Marco Rubio, when he was interviewed by a reporter, said, hey, I haven't read the 5,000 pages. It's 5,000 pages. I'm going to rely on the International Trade Commission to tell me what to think. Another bureaucracy, okay? He talked to the CFR. He says, I think it's very important, more important than ever, that Congress give the President Trade Promotion Authority. This is the same guy that keeps repeating over and over again, four or five times in the debate that, you know, Barack Obama, we got to get over the fiction that he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is undertaking a systematic effort to change this country. He wants to make America like the rest of the world. And yet Marco Rubio says, it's more important than ever that Congress give the authority to manage our trade to Barack Obama. Understand, this is not free trade. That is the big lie that's being told by the Republican Party with everybody except for Donald Trump. They're all telling you the big lie that this is about free trade. It is not free trade. You don't need 5,000 pages for free trade. You need 5,000 pages if you're going to pull the wool over people's eyes, if you're going to manage trade, which means managing our economy, having other people do it. And it isn't even those 5,000 pages, because once the agreement is passed, then all authority passes to this commission. And it is, as Senator Sessions pointed out, a living agreement. Okay, in other words, it's not going to be limited to what is on the paper. It's going to be whatever this trade commission wants it to be. But let's play again. We played it earlier in the day, but I want you to hear again Marco Rubio, just how robotic he is with his talking points. Again, we've got Marco short-circuiting as he starts to repeat these talking points about controlling the family. Let's play that clip.
We are taking our message to families that are struggling to raise their children in the 21st century. Because as you saw, Jeanette and I are raising our four children in the 21st century. And we know how hard it's become to instill our values in our kids instead of the values that try to ram down our throats. In the 21st century, it's become harder than ever to instill in your children the values they teach in our homes and in our church instead of the values that they try to ram down our throats in the movies, in music, in popular culture.
Yeah. So it goes back and he does it again. He starts skipping like a broken record. Whenever he loses his place, he just resorts back to these. Or when he gets in a tight spot, then he goes back to these canned, memorized talking points. And he's doubling down on this. He's not saying, well, I misspoke, because that is the essence of who he is. He can't say, well, you know, I just misspoke. Everybody has a rough night. It's a, you know, it's a live event. There's a lot of pressure. Everybody in the world is watching me, et cetera, et cetera. No, he can't be humble and say, I made a mistake. No, he has to say, I said what I meant to say, and I'm going to keep saying it again. Okay, well, it's getting even worse as people are starting to troll his appearances dressed up like robots. We've got this one clip here. Rubio supporters getting in a scuffle with the hashtag Robot Rubio protester. The optics on this are not looking good for the Rubio camp. You know, when people come up talking about how you are robotic tools of the establishment, I don't think it's a good idea. If you got that clip ready, we can play that for the people who are watching this as B-roll. I don't think it's a good idea to start banging protesters with your candidate's sign. That's Marco Rubio. They've got people grabbing this guy dressed up like a robot from behind, and then they're beating him with a Marco Rubio for president sign. That does not look good. That is a sign of massive desperation. Now, I've got some other political stuff that I want. Oh, actually, before I get on to the robotic cars, let me point out, I mentioned this briefly in the first couple of minutes at the top of the hour. We've got a story up on Infowars.com. The Dilbert creator predicts that the GOP will rig New Hampshire. He thinks that they're going to rig it for Marco Rubio. Scott Adams, creator of the popular Dilbert cartoon series, predicts the GOP will rig tonight's primary in New Hampshire in favor of establishment favorite Marco Rubio. In a blog posting, he argues there's too much at stake for the fixers, to not do anything to counter the juggernaut of Donald Trump's campaign. He says they've got a big decision to make about how far they're willing to go with this. If they don't fix the race, or if they fix it only a little bit, Trump will win big. He might be unstoppable. You can't have that if you're the establishment fixers. So he says there's no natural reason to expect Rubio, as the surprise surge that he did in Iowa. Of course, we see as he's many polls say that he's sinking. We saw how poorly he's doing, because that would be too obvious. So the fixers, if such people exist, yeah, they do, can either lose the White House or they can risk getting caught by making too large a fix. So which way would they go, he says? Well, he answers this question by saying they would go for the big fix. They would risk detection. And he reasons that the people at the top are not the ones who would go to jail if the fix is detected. That's right. They're going to have plausible deniability. And they say his comments dovetail with reports that Fox News has already published mock-up results. That's a good way to call it, mock-up results. I think they mock our knowledge of what's going on. Mock-up results from Fox News show Rubio in second place at 15%, behind Trump at 28%, okay, taking him down a few points. I think there's another aspect to this. I mean, they may try to just pull out the stops and go for broke, so we don't care what people think about this, we're going to rig it. The other aspect of this, I think, is that they're pushing hard to try to show that Jeb Bush has got momentum. Jeb Bush has got momentum. It reminds me of what they did with Rick Santorum in Iowa 4 years ago against Ron Paul, pulling him up so that they could keep Romney in, so that they could pull down Ron Paul, so they could use this ringer to come in as a stalking horse, essentially. So we'll see what happens. I think the system is definitely rigging this for Marco Rubio as well as for Jeb Bush. We'll see what's going on with that. As we're looking at robotic candidates, there's this story that I started to talk about that was on Drudge, why driverless cars will screech to a halt. And, of course, the person there says there are huge liability and regulatory issues involved in letting a 3,000-pound death machine steer itself with no humans at the controls. Okay, he says, think about it. Every driver makes hundreds of daily driving decisions that, strictly speaking, break laws. For example, pulling around the yellow line, crossing the yellow line to pull around a double parked vehicle. He goes, will a self-driving car do that? Will they be able to program a self-driving car to make that kind of intelligent decisions? And as I'm visualizing this, I can see the cars starting to stack up, all these self-driving cars, too timid to go around the yellow line. That's only one of the problems. There are many problems, but of course, the same fixers that are going to fix this election are going to fix that. We'll tell you how that's going to happen when we come back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to robotic cars and robotic candidates in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have a special on our new product, Anthroplex, and that special is going to only run until tomorrow. This is Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulation for men. It works synergistically with Super Male Vitality, and right now we have a sale on with the duo. If you get the two of them together, you will save 15% and get free shipping. That is 15% off Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex, our new formulation, our new pill formulation that uses ingredients that are there to restore your masculine foundation, stimulate vitality. It's a unique blend of ingredients that works in conjunction with Super Male Vitality. Again, if you get the two of those together, you can get that at 15% off and free shipping. We also have Silver Bullet, 15% off, 10% additional if you get auto ship. That sale ends tomorrow as well. So we have a sale on Silver Bullet, 15% off, as well as the pair of male ingredients, Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex. Both of those are 15% off, and that sale ends tomorrow. Now, tonight, as I mentioned, we're going to have live coverage of the New Hampshire primary. That live coverage is going to begin an hour earlier than the nightly news with an auto stream on Ustream. The Alex Jones live channel on Ustream will be at the Trump watch party. And then, of course, we'll pick up with election results at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That coverage on Ustream is going to begin at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, just as the polls are closing in New Hampshire. As we went to break, I was talking about this article that's on the Drudge Report about why driverless cars will screech to a halt. And, of course, the person points out the obvious issue that we've got these massive cars that are going to be driven by computer programs. And, of course, that creates a big liability issue. Have you ever had a computer that crashed? Yeah. But you didn't die when it crashed, did you? Okay. I would not trust Microsoft or Google, for that matter. I would not trust a piece of software that they wrote to drive my car. As a matter of fact, here's the reality. Anybody that has an iPhone or any of these other devices, you understand that once you buy a computer, and then there's new revisions of the operating system that come out down the road. So when you get the iPhone, yeah, everything is usually working pretty good. And then a year or two later, they start doing updates, and things don't work as well on your computer anymore. Can you imagine that that's going to happen with the self-driving cars? When you start to get, they find out that there's some vulnerabilities, and these things are big issues. They have to fix these vulnerabilities, these bugs in their self-driving software. So they're going to release an update to fix that bug. And what happens? The same thing is going to happen that happens with your iPhones. They're going to get far less reliable as time goes on. And so is this really a good idea? Understand that even though we see a problem in the safety issues of this, Google and all the people who are selling us this pie in the sky about self-driving cars are selling it to us, telling us that it's going to end all automobile deaths. Say, we have over 30,000 people a year dying in automobiles, and we are going to take that number to zero. Volvo is very adamant. Nobody's going to die in their cars. They've got one particular model that they're selling that on. Do you really believe that? Do they really believe that? That's the issue. Do the car companies that are telling you that their cars are going to be so safe, their self-driving cars are going to be so safe that nobody's going to die in it, do they really believe that? If they did, would they be screaming bloody murder about states putting on additional safety regulations? Would they be going to Washington and getting Washington to override any state and local safety regulations? No, they don't believe that. They don't believe that they're safe. Their actions show that they don't believe that they're safe. But as this guy says, he says, I fear the government is starting to wear down. No, the government is not wearing down. The government is being bought off by the same corporations that run everything. The same people that wrote the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They are also going to be writing all the rules of the road, folks, and they're going to be mandating vehicle-to-vehicle communication devices that you're going to have to pay for, that you're going to have to maintain, that are going to increase the cost of your car. They're going to also, along with that, it's going to be vehicle-to-infrastructure, and that's where the insurance companies are going to come in. That's why the insurance companies like this, because they're going to be able to watch every little thing that you do and charge you for every little infraction. They'll elevate the risks. Maybe they'll pass this information on to the government so they can write you speeding tickets, say you didn't pause long enough at the stop sign, whatever. But consider this today, okay? When they tell you that this is all going to be so safe, consider this. Today we had a tragedy in Bavaria, Germany. 9 dead, 150 injured, as two passenger trains collide head on in Germany. Okay, now, this is a situation that is not nearly as complicated as even driving a car down the interstate highway. You've got trains on a rail, and even with that, You've got head-on collisions. That's not supposed to happen. They've been doing this for a long time. They've got backup systems. They've got very sophisticated electronics and sensors to keep all this from happening. And tell that to the 9 dead, 150 injured, and think about it when you think you want to get into a car that they're going to drive, that the government is going to control, that they're going to use to establish a surveillance grid to tax and...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour. Before we get to election results, get back to them in New Hampshire and talk about what's happening there and about our coverage tonight, I want to cover some financial news here. Of course, we have even more volatility on Wall Street. It's been a bad year so far, and today, USA Today reports volatility continues to rule on Wall Street. Stocks are bouncing around and choppy trading today, with the Dow Jones about 100 points down amid another steep drop in oil prices and global stock turmoil that saw Japanese shares fall more than 5% overnight. And, of course, things are not going to get better if you have robot cars that lay off 1.5 million transportation workers just in the trucking industry alone. Or the other story that we didn't cover that's up on Financial Times. It was a Drudge Report linked to it. Robots will force experts to find other routes to the top. That article on Financial Times is talking about the impact on white-collar jobs. It isn't just going to be the factory workers. It isn't going to be the agricultural workers, the transportation workers. It's also going to be the white-collar workers that are going to be affected by this. This is why this particular change in the economy is so fundamentally different than any other that we've seen before. We've had a revolution going from an agricultural to an industrial society. We've seen the kinds of displacements, but they always were typically limited to one particular area at a time. This is going to cause massive unemployment across the full employment spectrum, every type of job, every type of job. For example, Financial Times is saying when it comes to the future, futurists concede that few expert lawyers or consultants or accountants will still be needed. And even after cheaper and more efficient computer systems have taken over many of their junior partners' jobs, okay? So this is going to affect everybody. It's going to affect analysts and managers, everyone. You have to understand that the globalists, and as they're looking at this, we go back and we look at what Zbigniew Brzezinski was talking about, saying that, you know, we're going to have a technocratic society. We don't really need that many people. We're going to find ways to get rid of them. And the globalists liked what he had to say so much back in 1970 that they made him, a couple of years later, head of the Trilateral Commission. And if you look at the Trilateral Commission and how it broke the world into three fundamental blocks, so they could then, once they unified those three fundamental blocks, then they could pull them together into a unified global whole. That's what we are seeing now with these trade deals. You have to understand, just as we saw in Europe, European Union began as a trade and economic union, and now it is they're trying to move it to a political union. And how do they do that? Well, they do that by first creating the economic union, then creating economic problems, and then saying, well, because of the economic problems inside of our economic union, we're going to have more political control to keep this thing together. And that's the strategy. That's the way they pull it all together. And then they have the North American Union, European Union. That's why we have the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic trade agreements. Understand that North America is the hinge on which the other two hang. We are the ones who are bringing it all together. We are the center of the new world order. We're the ones who have been taken over the most completely and the ones who have been taken over first. And as we look at this financial situation, look at these other articles that have come out just in the last day. Feds may lack the legal ability to do negative interest rates. And this goes back to a 2010 memo. Folks, they've been planning this for a long time, saying they're going to put in negative interest rates, okay? Confiscate people's savings above a given level. This is something we've been warning people about for a long time. Everybody, oh, I haven't heard anything about that a couple of years ago. And then the European banks did it. And now we find that the American Central Bank has been planning this for at least 6 years. And, of course, they look at it and they say, well, you know, the law that authorized the Fed to pay interest rates on excess reserves may not grant it the authority to charge interest. But don't worry, we think we might be able to find a workaround. Yeah, just ignore it. Just ignore the law. Just do whatever you want. Just buy off some legislators, have them change it, whatever. There's a number of ways that they can cut this. But, of course, what they're going to do is they're going to start charging people negative interest rates. In another article looking at the sell-off of European banks, talking about how ominous that is, they say the current environment for European banks is very, very bad over a full business cycle. I think it's very questionable whether banks on average are able to cover their cost of equity. As a result, that makes it an unattractive investment for long-term investors. That's Peter Garnery, head of equity strategy at Saxo Bank. Now, why is it such a bad deal for people to buy banking stocks? Well, in the same article, they talk about negative interest rates that have been set up by the European Central Bank. Do you see a pattern here where the central bank sets up negative interest rates and starts bankrupting the banks, bankrupting the economy? And, of course, all this will also be used as a push towards a cashless society. So the banks are getting squeezed. They're losing money because of negative interest rates, and now they're looking to do the same thing here in America. So let's take a look at how this system is stacked. We've had the first votes come in from New Hampshire. As I mentioned earlier, the small towns that have less than 100 people in them can begin voting at midnight. Once all those people have voted, they can report the votes. And so we have three small towns that historically do that. We have Dixville Notch, Mills Field, and Hart's Location. They have now reported their results. Now, before I tell you the results, I'll give you a little bit of a story here going back to 1992. I was working with the Libertarian Party. Our candidate there at the time was a guy named Andre Maru. He was out of Alaska. He had been elected as a state representative in Alaska. He was running for president. He had 50 state ballot access, I believe. He had been Ron Paul's vice presidential candidate when Ron Paul ran 4 years earlier in 1988 as a Libertarian. And an interesting thing happened in Dixville Notch. We were watching the returns that night because we knew Dixville Notch was going to come in, and we'd had some tips within the Libertarian Party. People said, we think we're going to get some good results out of Dixville Notch. And the person who won Dixville Notch was Andre Maru. I still remember watching the program, and the newscaster says, we've got the first returns in, and the winner is Andre Maru. He goes, who? Never heard of him. How did that happen? Well, the most interesting thing about that is the way that it happened. What they did, and the reason they thought they were going to get good results, was because an activist had given every one of the people in that tiny location a subscription to a Libertarian magazine, and it had an effect. Now, there's a lesson in that, and the lesson is that we can wake people up. We can educate people, and that's what you're seeing happening. With the internet, with the Drudge Report, with InfoWars, with all the media that is not the mainstream media, you can have an effect, and we are seeing that effect in this election. People are saying, Sanders? Who? Trump? Who? Okay. This is the effect that we saw in a very tiny way back in Dixville Notch in 1992, giving people information that they had not seen before, explaining it, backing it up. Giving them the underlying information to show them what is really happening. Giving them the full information that was being hidden from them by the mainstream media. Taking them out of the controlled bubble. And I think we ought to start calling them the eyewash media. Remember that was that story where they were talking about eyewash was originally, it's actually the intelligence community's phrase for what we would call compartmentalization, saying we're going to feed information to the lower people in the CIA or the NSA or the FBI, or whatever. They're going to get one set of information, but the people at the top, they see what's really going to be done. And in many cases, they're diametrically opposite to the information that's given to the lower people. You can call that compartmentalization. They call it eyewashing. You know, kind of like brainwashing, but it's eyewashing. We ought to call it the eyewash media. And when you get the eyewash media out of your eyes and you can see what is really going on, it changes things. And so now we've got a very different election cycle. And it's there because of the internet. It's there because of the alternative media, because of the true media that's out there. But when we look at the results of what's going on in Dixville Notch, here's some of the results here at CNN. Let's see if you guys can pull this up on the screen there. CNN looks at the results, and of course, you look at these three small towns. You've got 17 votes for Sanders, and you've got 9 votes for Clinton, okay? 0% of the voting is in essence, okay? This is a very, very small sample of these three small towns, 17 and 9. And when I looked at this, I thought, okay, well, that's fine. What caught my eye, though, was when you look over to the right-hand side and you look at the number of delegates. So here we've got 26 people have voted, and Hillary Clinton has 6 delegates, and Bernie Sanders has 0. How did that happen? She's already got 6 delegates. 6 out of the 8 super delegates are already there for Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders has none. Okay, now on the Republican side, there aren't any delegates that have been awarded yet because this superdelegate situation is really a Democrat Party rigging that's going on. Going back to the middle of November, I want to read you an article here. Most New Hampshire Democrat superdelegates back Clinton. Now, this was from a local New Hampshire paper back in the middle of November, November the 13th. And they said, among New Hampshire's 8 superdelegates, 6 are backing Clinton. The 7th, Democrat Party Chairman Ray Buckley, is prohibited from supporting anyone in the primary. And the 8th, State Senator Martha Fuller Clark of Portsmouth, says she may wait until after the primary to endorse. And they point out superdelegates can support the candidate of their choice regardless of what happens in primaries. Who are these privileged elite who get to choose whoever they want? Okay, well, it turns out they're a pretty sizable chunk of the total number of delegates. There are 712 superdelegates in the Democrat Party. That's 30% of the 2,382 delegates that you need to win the nomination. And they point out that 2 months at that point in time, 2 months before any voting started, Clinton at that time, back in the middle of November, already had 15% of the delegates that she needed to win. The AP went out and did a poll of these superdelegates, and they asked them who they were going to pick. Clinton got 62%, Sanders 1%, O'Malley 0.3%, and uncommitted was 36%. Now think about that. Clinton had 62% of the superdelegates that answered the poll, and 80% of them came back and answered the poll. Sanders only had 1%. That is the establishment closing behind Hillary Clinton. That's why Hillary Clinton thinks she can do whatever she wishes and still win this game. It's because of the establishment backing her. The same thing happens in more subtle ways in the Republican Party. Now, again, who are these people? Who are these people that get to pick the president in the Democrat Party? Well, they are people who are elected officials. They're superdelegates automatically. People who are members of Congress and other elected officials. You have party leaders, and of course you have members of the Democrat National Committee. You know, people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or as we call her, Shill, okay, who set up this ridiculous debate schedule to benefit her friend Hillary Clinton. Now, in the Republican Party, there also are superdelegates. These are typically only, though, three per state, so maybe about 150 versus the over 750 that the Democrats have. So there's about five times as many of them in the Democrat Party as there are in the Republican Party. And in the Republican Party, the superdelegates are RNC committee members, two of those, as well as the state chair of the RNC. That's how the establishment starts to put this stuff together. Now, of course, there's other games that are played in the GOP in terms of picking delegates. They are not as straightforward and honest as that may appear to be when you just look at the superdelegate thing. They have a lot of different ways that they can play with the delegates, and that's what they're talking about when they talk about a brokered convention, something that we used to see happening all the time. I find it interesting, too, as we look through this statement by Bill as he's stumping for Hillary Clinton. Again, this is on the Drudge Report. Sometimes I wish we weren't married, he says. Sometimes when I'm on a stage like this, I wish that we weren't married. Then I could say what I really think, said Bill Clinton. He says, oh, I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm happy. Really, I am, dear. He says, the hotter this election gets, the more I wish I was just a former president and just for a few months, not the spouse of the next one. Because, you know, I have to be careful what I say. Yeah, he has to be very careful what he says because, you know, Hillary has a really bad temper and she tends to throw things. We've seen that happening before. Now, when you look on the Republican side, of course, one of the ways that this is rigged, and we've talked about this a great deal, I mentioned at the very beginning about the effect of the alternative media, about people being able to get information on the internet. We see that the mainstream media, especially on the Republican side, Fox News is the 800-pound elephant. They still have tremendous sway to manipulate the GOP voters. And I look at this article that was on WND with Megyn Kelly asking, does Donald Trump want to shoot me? How's that for fair and balanced, you know? I mean, it is just absolutely amazing. Remember that when she started, and this is what started the whole feud between her and Donald Trump, she says, you once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice that it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man that we should elect as president? You are part of the war on women, she implied. Okay, really? Is he really part of the war on women? How's that for fair and balanced? So she doubled down on this, okay? She goes on television and on a talk show. She says, well, the only thing I really want to ask Donald Trump was, he recently said his supporters are so devoted to him that he could go in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and he wouldn't lose a single voter. And in response, I want to ask him, were you talking about me? And then she smiled and said, well, I never go to Fifth Avenue anymore, okay? Never ends with Megyn Kelly I guess, is she really a news person? Or is this all just about Megyn Kelly, the celebrity journalist? Okay. But they're still pushing Marco Rubio. And as I mentioned before, they're still, Fox News is still saying that they see him at 15% and second place to Donald Trump. Let's play a clip that we had earlier of Chris Christie. This is one that we had not played in the beginning of the clip, the one with Christie in the restaurant. You guys got that ready? Yeah, let's play that. What he said, continuing to talk about Marco Rubio, the robot.
The biggest attacker in this race has been Marco Rubio. He puts that little smile on his face, and then he sends his super PAC out to cut people's throats. We don't need another duplicitous Washington, D.C. politician in the White House. We already have one. We don't need another one. Marco needs to go get some experience, and when he does, maybe he can run for president again. But he's a typical Washington drive-by politician. No experience, but a lot of talking points that he just got, you know, from his op research guys. Is there anything that Marco says that he doesn't get from his staff?
And it's not just his super PAC that's going to go out and cut people's throats. It's people like Megyn Kelly and Fox News that will go out and cut his opponent's throats. Now, when she tried to paint Donald Trump as part of the war on women, I think it's very interesting to see what has happened in the last couple of days. We've got this article here on Politico. Bill Clinton's bimbos are flocking to Team Trump. And they point out at an Arkansas rally last week, Paula Jones was there. She posed for a picture with Donald Trump. And then we've also got Kathleen Willey, who did talk about the war on women. Remember, Kathleen Willey came out and said Hillary Clinton is the war on women. Hillary is the war on women. She's going to be part of a super PAC. This PAC is called the Rape PAC by Roger Stone. He's putting that together. Kathleen Willey is going to be a spokesperson, and they are not going to let people forget what Bill and Hillary did to women. That's the true war on women, and we're about to have a real war in this campaign between Donald Trump and between
Hello.
Hillary Clinton.
My
Stay
name
with
is
us.
Don
right
Miskin
back.
From HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brainforce is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brainforce.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take a quick look at a couple of the other candidates. We've been talking about Rubio and Cruz. I want to go back and, Trump. We're going to talk about Cruz and Jeb for just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about a couple of specials that are going to be ending tomorrow. We have Silver Bullet, 15% off. And, of course, you also get 10% off if you get auto ship. That ends tomorrow. We have our new product, Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulation for men that works synergistically with Super Male Vitality. We have those two being offered together, 15% off plus free shipping. And think about auto ship for your supplies. If you get auto ship on your supplies, every time you choose it at InfoWarsLife.com, you get 10% off. And you won't have to worry about running out the next time and reordering. You'll be able to get it on schedule so you don't run out as we run out of stock. We'll set that aside for you. So you'll be guaranteed to get a shipment on that. Plus, you will get 10% off when you choose auto ship. So again, Silver Bullet, 15% off. The Anthroplex Super Male Vitality Special, 15% off. Both of those specials end tomorrow. And you have the additional 10% off if you choose auto ship. That's all at InfoWarsLife.com. One of the things that I came across today that my wife sent me is very troubling. I haven't had time to look at the actual bill itself. This goes back to February the 3rd, and this is the Marshall Report. They say Cruz legislation attacks homeschooling in lockstep with the UN's One World Education. And what they're saying here is that he's part of this federal education choice. He's added some amendments to a bill that was originally put out by Senator Messer. And they feel that it's very deceptive because what it does is it means that if you choose to homeschool, your homeschooling will now fall under the classification of a private school. And it will bring in all of the federal regulations that are included on that. Of course, they're going to offer it to you initially as benefits. We're going to give you some funding. That is a trap that homeschoolers have been offered over and over again in various states. We'll give you some funding for your homeschooling because, you know, you're having to pay taxes, property taxes to support the school, whether you own your own home or whether you're renting a home. You still have to pay property taxes. All those property taxes are going to the government's schools. So let us help you a little bit. We'll give you some money for your child's education. But when they give that to you, beware of the strings that come attached. Now, as they're pointing out with this, if you get classified as a private school and if you get the Title I funding that was added by Senator Cruz, then what happens is your school, your private school, that's what they're going to call your home school, if you accept those funds, if you allow them to classify you as a private school and get the Title I funding, then what that means is that you're going to now be subject to Common Core mandates. You're also going to see a lot of other regulations that are going to come that way. And so that's one of the things that concerns me about Ted Cruz. I've got to say that from the very beginning, I felt that he is one of the most sneaky and underhanded people I've ever seen. That's just my personal opinion of him. I never felt like I could trust him. And when I saw what he did to Ben Carson in the Iowa caucus, that just underscored my gut feeling about this man. I don't know who this guy is, quite frankly. He's somebody who is not anywhere even remotely eligible to run for president, in my understanding of the Constitution. He's a Canadian citizen. He's a globalist. His wife works with Goldman Sachs, works with the CFR, doing a study about the North American Union. Maybe he is the North American Union president who wants to come in and, you know, we've got a North American Union. Why can't somebody from Canada or Mexico be the president of the United States? I guess they can. Well, join us tonight. We're going to have live coverage of the New Hampshire primary results. That's going to begin at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern with a nightly news crew. But even before that, we're going to begin streaming on the Alex Jones live channel on Ustream. We'll stream the Trump Watch Party live out of New Hampshire beginning at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.